This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar hosted a high-level meeting of Global South countries in New York on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly session. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar called for utilizing existing forums to strengthen consultations among the Global South with a view to enhance solidarity and encourage collaboration. He also made a proposal on reforms in the UN and multilateralism as a whole. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that on the sidelines of the high-level meeting, he also met Singapore's Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan, St. Lucia's Foreign Minister Alva Baptiste, and Foreign Minister of Somalia Abdisalam Ali. He also interacted with his Dutch counterpart David Van Wiel, where he had an insightful conversation on European strategic positioning and India's approach. The External Affairs Minister also met Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen, where he discussed the bilateral ties between India and Denmark and India-EU cooperation under the Danish presidency. Dr. Jaishankar informed that he also interacted with his counterparts from Mauritius, the Maldives, Sri Lanka and Lesotho. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India is in a great spot to expand its clean energy over the next 5 years. Addressing the U.S.-India Strategic Partnership Forum in New York, Mr. Goyal said the government aims to grow its clean energy capacity from over 250 gigawatts to 550 gigawatts. He added that the government expects to increase its trade with the U.S. on energy products in the upcoming years. Mr. Goyal said India and the U.S. can plan to collaborate on nuclear power.
Today, the world is seriously looking at sun as a major source of energy. One of the elements in that would be the free flow of energy, particularly solar energy or other forms of renewable energy through nations and through transmission grids that go across borders. Because that will even out the requirements of power at different points of time in different countries.
India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the UN Human Rights Council for misusing the forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Speaking at the 60th session of the UN Human Rights Council, Councillor, Permanent Mission of India in Geneva, Kshitij Tyagi, said Pakistan must vacate India's territory instead of attempting to possess it and focus on rescuing its economy, which is on life support. Mr. Tyagi further said Pakistan must find some time away from exporting terrorism, harbouring UN-proscribed terrorists and bombing its own people.
A delegation that epitomizes the antithesis of this approach continues to abuse this forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Instead of coveting our territory, they would do well to vacate the Indian territory under their illegal occupation and focus on rescuing an economy on life support, a polity muzzled by military dominance, and a human rights record stained by persecution. Perhaps once they find time away from exporting terrorism, harboring UN-proscribed terrorists, and bombing their own people.
Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has emphasized that the diversification of agriculture towards the energy and power sector is the need of the country. Addressing the second edition of India Bio Energy and Tech Expo in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari said 65% of India's population belongs to agriculture and rural areas and their contribution to the GDP is only 14%. He added that poverty and unemployment in villages stem from farmers not getting fair prices for their produce. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei has warned against nuclear negotiations with the U.S. under the current circumstances, stating that they would not serve Iran's national interests. He further cautioned that such talks could result in major losses for Iran, some of which might be irreparable. Khamenei criticized the American approach, saying the U.S. had already determined the outcome of the negotiations by demanding an end to Iran's nuclear activities and uranium enrichment. The ISSF Junior World Cup will kick off in New Delhi from today. The next generation of shooting talent across 15 Olympic events and 2 non-Olympic events will be competing in rifle, pistol and shotgun at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range till October the 2nd. And with that, we end this news bulletin.